It's Wendy in for Bob Surratt. He's on vacation. No worries. He'll be back sometime. He's just taking an extended vacation. And Dean Richards is here.
Must be nice.
I know. It's like a 3-week vacation.
That's sweet.
He's earned it.
He deserves it.
I couldn't be away for that long.
I could.
Really?
You couldn't be away that long? Uh-uh. Really?
No. I like my bed.
Oh, well, I see.
Yeah, I mean...
I get that part.
Yeah, I like being home.
I like your bed, too.
Dean's Entertainment Report, sponsored by JeffBuysYourHouse.com.
I am so fascinated. I got a little pop-up on my phone. Watch the Louvre Museum thieves cutting through glass, stealing the jewels. So I click on it, and it's like some security video of le dudes in yellow vests, and they've got some kind of saw, and they're sawing through a glass case, stealing these priceless royal artifacts over the weekend. I'm fascinated by this whole story.
But now, if they're on camera, why weren't they caught?
I don't know. I don't know whose camera this was and why somebody didn't see them while it was going on.
But missed it by that much.
That's right, Maxwell Smart. You can't see the guys' faces. Their backs are turned, but this whole thing just seems like a Batman episode.
Yeah, wow.
It's like the Joker breaking into a museum.
I was not following that.
Steal the jewels.
And did Tom Cruise come down on a wire then?
That's what this whole thing is like to me. You break into the Louvre, really? Like one of the most famous museums in the world, and somebody can go in there with a Black & Decker saw?
That is nuts.
Yeah.
I thought of you because I was listening to one of your entertainment reports on WGN-TV.
Ooh.
And you were talking about Tim Robinson's new show, The Chair Company.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, I love it so much. It's the greatest show. And last night's episode, there was a real-life suit salesman who was on the show, and he had the craziest delivery, and I loved him.
I love quirky shows like that.
Oh, it is quirky.
Yeah, I love quirky shows like that.
So I highly recommend The Chair Company.
Do you remember what platform? I don't recall.
It is on HBO.
HBO.
It's on HBO, and the episode dropped at 9 o'clock because I was waiting for it, and I had to go to bed.
My TV only gets Channel 9. So.
All right. George Went Way.
Yeah, this was a nice honor for our old pal George Went. Norm from Cheers passed away almost 6 months to the day. And they honored him in the Beverly neighborhood where he grew up. They did one of those street renamings. George Went Way at 92nd and Bell, which is, you know, just right around the corner from where he lived. His wife, there were lots of family and friends and fans there to honor George yesterday afternoon. But his wife spoke about how overwhelming it was to see this outpouring of love for her husband.
Overwhelming experience and the love and support for my husband and his legacy is just amazing to me, but not surprising, because he as was said, you know, he had great humility but he deserved to be loved because he was a wonderful person. I'd say we had a better relationship than Norm and Vera. George drank most of his beer at home.
Oh, see, we learned something new. He did it, but he did it in the safety of his own home. What you see in the video coverage, his siblings were all there. Did you know that he was one of 9 siblings?
No.
I don't think I ever knew that about
wow.
him. One of 9 siblings, and one of his brothers was there, who could be his identical twin, is not. It's his younger brother. Paul, but he looks exactly like George Wendt. I mean, it's distracting in the video footage of this when you see him standing there with his sisters. They're going to have a private memorial at Second City in Old Town tonight, where George cut his teeth performing. We'll be there with our WGN cameras, so we'll be able to show it to you on the news tonight and again tomorrow morning.
Excellent. All right, Wendy in for Bob, and we are chatting with Dean Richards. Dean, so I heard Brandy walked off the stage at United Center. How come she doesn't have to refund people's tickets?
Yeah, you would think that that would be the case. She and Monica are doing a tour, kind of a reunion tour, in which, you know, they're touring the U.S. Based on their hit song from 1998, The Boy Is Mine. So, you know, they're doing the concert. It gets to a point where Brandy is on stage, and she, in the middle of a song, just walks off the stage, walks down the stairs, and is gone, doesn't come back. Monica has to finish the show by herself. I don't know how much was left of the show.
But they didn't do the big song.
They did not do the big song, The Boy Is Mine. That was the big payoff number. Monica did it by herself. That said, Brandy issued a statement later saying she was suffering from dehydration. She felt like she was going to faint, and the best place for her was not on stage at that point. So she did disappear. She was back on stage. The tour resumed in Indianapolis last night, and both were on there. Both performed. No issues. No nothing. But, you know, people paid to see a full show at the United Center. And definitely did not get it. I don't know why they're not offering refunds for that. Now, here's something interesting. You know, looking around at things coming up for next weekend, and I see at the Wintrust Arena, Brandy and Monica.
Really?
Are they coming? Apparently, they're coming back next weekend. I don't know if this is a...
to do one song.
To do... going to finish the half a song and then everybody get out. I don't know if this is a result of the show that was abruptly ended, or it seems like this was already in the works, but I have never heard of anyone coming to a city to perform and then coming back exactly 1 week later at a different venue to perform again.
That's weird.
Never heard of it. So I've got some feelers out to get some more information about that, because I know that our audience is just our audience loves Brandy.
Yes,
and not necessarily the singer.
We love your feelers too.
Thank you. Thank you for noticing.
Weekend box office, what hit?
The movie Black Box 2. You know, we're in October. We're, you know, weeks away from Halloween now. So I guess everybody was in the mood for a scary movie. This is the sequel to the hit horror movie from a couple of years ago. It made $27 million receipts over the weekend. Number two was the Disney movie Tron: Ares, followed by Aziz Ansari's Good Fortune. One battle after another, the Leonardo DiCaprio movie, and The Roof Man, Channing Tatum and Kirsten Dunst, which I can't recommend enough. I think it's just a charming movie. Rounding out the top five movies at the box office.
Daytime Emmys?
We had the big ceremony over the weekend, and General Hospital wound up being the big winner. Do you watch any of those?
Not anymore.
The shows, the soaps? Did you back in the day?
All My Children was my big one, and Ryan's Hope. Do you remember that?
Ryan's Hope. Wow.
Yeah.
I was never a fan of the daytime soap operas. I was aware of them, and all my children, that was the Luke and Laura one, right?
No, that was General Hospital.
That was General Hospital. See, I don't know. I don't know anything about these. Here's what I do know. General Hospital was the big winner. Got 7 awards over the weekend, including Best Drama Series for a second year in a row. Young and the Restless led with 19 nominations, but it only wound up winning 1. Other winners include Live with Kelly and Mark, winning Best Daytime Talk Series. I don't want to brag, but our WGN Morning News beats them almost every day in the ratings. So enjoy your Emmy Award. Drew Barrymore got her first Emmy Award.
I love her.
I do too. Best daytime talk series host. So that was a nice one. Here's an interesting award that was given out to 99-year-old Sir David Attenborough. He became the oldest daytime Emmy winner. He won an award for Outstanding Daytime Personality for his work on Netflix's Secret Lives of Orangutans. This is all significant because he broke the record that was set by Dick Van Dyke last year when Dick Van Dyke won an Emmy Award, 98 years old, and was then the oldest Emmy winner of all time. So Sir David Attenborough now holds the new record.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And if you want to see Dean talk to Carrie Russell, you can go to WGNTV.com. Thank you, Dean.
See you tomorrow.
All right. I'll be here.